Michelle, warmest congratulations on the inaugural Cauliflower Club Day. How did it seem to go for yourself?
I think it was a fabulous day. Everybody enjoyed them. A great competition. Great to have teams from outside our zone to come and play. So I think we'll be bigger and better next year.
Well, it's fairly unique for Avoca Beach Sharks to take on the Barra Barrams in anything, but it was good to see them in the under-8s. But really great charity as well with the Cauliflower Club as well. How have they reacted to helping you guys out? And it's something they should be getting stuck into, bringing more players up. And Peter Fitzsimons and Nick Farr-Jones being part of the deal, they should come up as well and do a bit of a dinner on the night before and mix with the kids.
Yes, well, we're looking to make sure that we get some players up next year. We're on a short lead in this year, so next year once we set the date, it'll certainly be out there within the next month or so when we're going to it, and we'll put it into the program. So the Cauliflower Club, I think it's a brilliant charity. The wheelchair guys also came up and the kids were playing wheelchair basketball, getting the hang of what it's actually like in a wheelchair and how you have to put up with that sort of thing. So
some life lessons there, of course, to make some smart decisions. But okay, you're part of the Scone Junior Rugby Club as well, running the show. How was the year this year for the Scone Juniors?
Scone Juniors, we had a pretty good season. We had mixed results, but we've got 130 players registered, and that's we're only growing.
And what about your work there? Of course, your grammar school there in Scone, you've done some great stuff there with the school kids as well, playing rugby as well.
Yes, our teams are building very nicely in the Scone Grammar School teams. We only just had a SGS challenge, which was open to schools in the whole state, basically, if they wanted to come, but basically in the Central North Hunter region, open to Catholic schools and state schools. Really a nice challenge. We've got great kids coming through, and it's showing in the football.
Yeah. Finally, of course, Walshy does a great job as a development officer, but he certainly needs a hand with a few other development officers, and certainly we need to see some players up here in the Hunter Valley and Northern New South Wales as well.
Yes, I agree. Walshy is a legend. He will travel a million miles for rugby. It's great to see, but yes, I would love to be able to see more players come up here. These kids want to see players, and they want to see the big blokes and be able to interact with them. So the more that come up this way, the better.
Yeah, thanks for your time, Michelle.